Welcome to Cardiovascular Matters. Whether you are looking for answers for yourself or someone you love, we are here to give you the best information available. Each week, the founder of Cardiovascular Institute of the South, Dr. Craig Walker, and medical device sales veteran, Terry Roberts, discuss the causes, symptoms, treatment, and prevention of health-related issues stemming from cardiovascular disease. Now here's your hosts, Dr. Craig Walker and Terry Roberts.
All right, welcome back to Cardiovascular Matters. You know, the premise of this podcast was to give patients and loved ones more time with the physician. And we're so lucky to have Dr. Craig Walker, who's one of the world's greatest cardiologists, and he's also a great friend of mine. But he has been in practice for 40 years, and I've watched his practice evolve. And, what we're going to be touching on today is obesity. And, he treats the entire patient. You know, if they come in with cardiovascular problems, you know, he gets back to the root cause of what may be causing some of these issues. And one of the biggest things he has faced with his patient population is obesity. And I think you're going to enjoy these next few segments we have, because it's such a big thing. And there's great medications available now. And, the hurdles to get this stuff treated are no longer so great. You know, it's not like you're looking at a big surgery or something that's irreversible or risky. I mean, this stuff is safe. So stay tuned. Take a listen to these next few segments, and we hope you get something out of it. This week, we're going to start a new series on obesity. And again, we've got our expert here, Dr. Craig Walker, my good friend, and our host in this program to discuss obesity. Craig, why don't you lead us into this topic?
Well, you know, Terry, you and I have discussed in the past, obesity is a major health problem in the United States, and it's becoming a bigger problem. We're starting to see obesity in children much more than we ever did in the past, and more than 50% of people in the United States are overweight or overtly obese. And often we look at this as a cosmetic problem, but it's far more than that. Obesity has many issues associated with it. First off, there's a greater incidence of heart disease. Hypertension is directly related to our weight. Dr. Froelich in the past did very interesting studies, and as our weight went up, so did our blood pressure, not just because the arm was bigger and the blood pressure cuff simply couldn't squeeze the artery, but when intra-arterial pressures were measured, blood pressure was indeed going up as weight went up. Congestive heart failure is more likely to occur in obesity because there are a mile of capillaries for each extra pound of fat that we have. And so all of these things play a role. And you know, this is a disease which is stigmatized often. People say these people are lazy, or they just eat too much all of the time. And certainly overeating can contribute to this in a big way. But there are many people who really try to lose weight and are frustrated that they cannot. They quit eating, they feel bad, they hurt, but the weight doesn't come off. And that led in the past to surgical procedures for weight loss, but these surgical procedures were A, very invasive. Secondly, they had high associated problems that occurred with them, clots in the veins, even pulmonary emboli occurred. Following the surgery, even when successful, these people often continued to have abdominal pains. Often they could not absorb essential vitamins that they would like to have because the gut was bypassed in certain ways to where this didn't work. But we now have the most effective armamentarium that we've ever had medically to allow people to effectively lose weight and at the same time improve so many other parameters, improve blood pressure, lower cholesterol, lower their likelihood of dying of cardiovascular disease, lessen the likelihood of going on to kidney failure, better controlling their diabetes. The list is massive. I've just mentioned a few that come to the very tip of my tongue, But there are so many other reasons why it is important to lose weight. And you and I have talked about this. Tell them a little bit about your story here,
well,
Terry.
Well, you know, when we were starting this podcast, you know, I had been retired from my corporate job for the last 3 years. And, you know, beginning about 10 years ago, I went from what I considered, you know, look in the mirror and feel good, look like I felt okay, you know, looked okay. But then I kept gaining a couple pounds a year. And then the first thing you know, you turn around, and I'm a big guy. I'm 6'5" tall. I can carry the weight, but I had gotten as big as an NFL lineman. And then when we were getting ready to start this podcast, I'd come down to Louisiana. We were setting up your studio and getting everything together. And you really encouraged me, not really by saying anything, but just our discussions about the weight loss and the things that you were seeing really motivated me to come. I came back to my hometown here in Memphis, and was able to meet with a physician that specialized in weight loss and wellness, and I was able to get on a path of losing this weight. And you know, the comments you made, people, you know, you eat a lot of processed foods. We're all in a hurry. We're going through the drive-throughs. Those foods all have, you know, high fat contents. They're fried, that sort of thing. I mean, you can really pack the weight on. So, you know, through your inspiration and through your you know, motivation, I was able to get on a plan here. And we'll talk about treatments in the next episode, but I've lost almost 50 pounds, and I am, you know, I've been one that has dieted in the past. I could lose 30 pounds and I'd gain it back and then I'd lose 30 pounds. But the main thing is, while I was dieting, I would just always be hungry. It just consumed my thoughts. I just, you know, I just, and I tried everything, but now I am in such a good spot. And you mentioned also the health benefits, you know, prior to doing this. You know, I, you know, if you looked at your BMI, you know, if you, you know, people don't want to look at that, but if you look at that, you know, I was considered, I guess, morbidly obese. I mean, if you're in that, you know, that, that highest, category, and, you know, I'm on my track, get back down to a healthy weight. And, you know, we did a panel, you know, blood panel at the beginning, you know, basically where they're checking everything. And, yeah, you know, I was on the high end of normal for blood pressure. I wasn't in real, you know, like trouble or anything, and I didn't walk around like I felt bad all the time, but I just need to lose the weight. And 6 weeks later, we've done another checked and compared it to the baseline. And I mean, my blood pressure is great. I'm on no medications, I mean, for blood pressure, and everything is on track. So I've got to thank you. And that what kind of leads to this discussion today. I'm very excited about it. And I hope there's people out there that hear this and they just take that step, because it truly, you know, it's not like you're going in for any kind of gastric bypass or revision that's irreversible. And I mean, while those things were helpful in the past, I think there's other ways to treat it now that are just make all the sense in the world. So that's kind of my story.
Yeah, Terry, I think that's a story repeated by so many people, though. I've had people who I'm treating for cardiovascular disorders, and that's what really got me into this field, because if we have someone who is morbidly obese and we cannot solve that problem, it is right, very difficult to treat their heart failure or their coronary artery disease or their other problems. And, you know, obesity is the leading cause of people developing sleep apnea and other problems. So the list of problems include also orthopedic problems. Your joints hurt more if you weigh more because you're simply compressing the bones upon each other. And yet historically the options were poor. Every year that we get older, it is harder and harder mm-hmm. to lose weight without equivocation. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that as you led, but we also have a class of people now, teenagers, morbidly overweight. This did not exist when I was a young man, not at all. We just did not see that. But we, of course, are seeing more and more of it. So I really believe this is a health problem that we must address headlong in the United States. And I really looked into this a lot because I know of people who really struggled, watched everything they would eat, and just could not get their weight down. One of them was one of my accountants. And I told her, I said, you know, I think I may be able to help you. There are some new medications that are out, some new thoughts about how people can lose weight. And I would like to try to help you with this. Well, fast forward, she's now lost 95 pounds. She went from fitting in nothing to fitting in a size four dress. But what she has told me is, you know, that's been really important. She's very pleased with that. But she says, you know, I have not felt this good in 35 years. That is part of wellness. You know, all of us should really look at wellness. And wellness is not just trying to live to be 100. I think that's great. I think we can live to be 100 if we do the right things, if we control our blood pressure, watch our cholesterol, have healthy habits. But at least as important to me as living long is living well. By that, I mean feeling good. Right. And you know, one of the things that I told you when you were here is that I think we could get you to lose weight, but at the same time, feel better, not feel miserable. Is that 100%?
Because I was doing some yard work down at my lake house just a weekend or so ago, and I had bought a couple big sacks of fertilizer, and they were only about 30 pounds, and I had to pick them up from my garage and take them out and put them in the spreader. And as I'm walking down the driveway with that 30-pound bag of fertilizer, I thought, well, I've lost more weight than this. And I can't even imagine, you know, walking around every day of my life with all that weight. And the thing you mentioned to me when we were together a couple months ago about your joints, it's incredible. It also gives you flexibility. You know, I think I've turned back the clock on my abilities, my stamina, my ability to work and do things. You know, I was retired, but, you know, Craig, I didn't feel like doing much. You know, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I was shot. And now I'm, you know, I'm just going. And it's important. And
I'm sure you hear comments like you look younger. Is that a fair assessment?
You know, it's funny. I do get some of that, but I think I may have to shave my beard off to get the full young effect. So we'll see. that may be going here in the next few weeks. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, you know, I think this is so important, though. And I think finally, we have drugs approved for weight loss that are safe, effective, and that actually people feel better. You know, let's go back through the course of time and we'll talk about what we had. We'll then concentrate on what we now have and why I think it's so incredibly different. You know, when people would try to lose weight, you know, the first thought was, you eat too much, you're not exercise, and you're not doing any of the things that you want. And to be fair, some of these people can't exercise because if your weight is up really high, it's painful to walk, that your joints simply have trouble doing this. But we had to do better. And so the medicines that we had were really quite poor. At one point, we had drugs which people could take that would block the absorption of nutrients. But those just didn't work well, and people wouldn't take them long term because they caused explosive diarrhea. Food wasn't being absorbed, and it was going right through the gut. Well, that's not a good long term way to treat obesity. It did cause some people to lose weight, but at what cost? There was no way of predicting when this explosive diarrhea would occur. Historically, people used amphetamine-like drugs that really are related to speed, if you would, if we were to use a common term. And these drugs did seem to perhaps slightly increase one's metabolism. They did affect hunger, and people were able to sometimes lose weight. The problem is these drugs are addictive. They're control drugs. It's very difficult to get these long-term. And certainly, a physician could not prescribe these drugs over long periods of time, as the FDA is very, very concerned about people developing addiction. And that, I think, is particularly true in very young patients, this group of people who I think are our biggest issue with obesity. Because, you know, every year that we're exposed to obesity increases our risk of orthopedic problems, heart failure, diabetes. All of these things are related. For instance, as we become overweight, insulin doesn't work the same way that it did before. Our fat cells really combat insulin. So we're starting to see type 2 diabetics, which historically only happened in adulthood, in young patients. And so, and we all know diabetes is associated with heart disease, with kidney failure, with all sorts of other problems. So this is a true healthcare emergency, in my opinion, across the United States, if we're going to improve outcomes long-term. Because of that, I really studied this field extensively because I thought we had to come up with a better way of treating this. And luckily, drugs have now been developed, which people can tolerate. In fact, they often feel quite well on these drugs. Some people may experience minor abdominal upset, but that's typically something that can be alleviated with certain measures. But I think there's been a revolution in how we can treat this. And comments that people have made to me once we've done this is, A, I've been told I look so much younger. Secondly, I do feel younger. I find that I can walk more easily. I can do things. I'm more flexible. My clothes fit me better. In fact, some said the biggest problem of this with this was that they had to buy new wardrobes. And I said, well, do you mind? And to a person, everyone said, no, they thought that that would be a good thing. So I think this is an issue that we all should look at because we now have medicines that are incredibly safe and effective. And when coupled with counseling about how to use these and to follow an appropriate diet, one can now effectively lose weight. You know, historically, what would happen is our body has created fat in the evolution of man. And as cavemen, we wanted fat because you didn't know if you were going to get to eat every day. Okay, but fat for them served a real purpose. Fat for them was an extra energy source when they couldn't get food that next day. Because of that, the body, you know, wants us to store that fat, and it makes it difficult for that fat to break down. So one of the things that's very important in some of these newer technologies is that they do allow for the body to give up those fat cells a little more readily. And I think that's a big part of why people just simply do so much better with these new medications. Fat is our enemy in today's world. If we certainly were going through a starvation crisis, you know, perhaps it would become our friend again. But in modern day times, very few people really face starvation, certainly in our country. Very, very few face that. And so the purpose of fat is really less helpful and, in fact, injurious to us at this time.
Well, I think, you know, this opening conversation really highlights the point that, you know, obesity is on us. I mean, in our society, you know, if you sit around a restaurant and you look around and you see everyone, it's a big problem. And you mentioned the thing about the young folks. That's a really big problem because if you're overweight at age 12 or 13 years old and you've got your entire lifetime in front of you, the outlook is not going to be good for that individual. So I think we're going to wrap it up there because I think we have framed the problem. And then in the next session, we're going to talk about the new medications that are available and how they're changing people's lives. If some of the subjects here apply to you or one of your loved ones, get a hold of Dr. Walker. It's very easy at www.cardio.com. Pull up their website, which they actually just refreshed in the last week. And it's very easy to use. You can scroll down. You can make appointments with him. His area down there in Houma, Louisiana, is very easy to get to, just south of New Orleans. And they've got a wonderful facility. It'll blow your mind. So anyway, don't forget www.cardio.com. This is Terry Roberts signing off for Cardiovascular Matters.
Thanks for listening, and please subscribe, like, and share this podcast with your friends and family. Join us next week for new topics and answers with Dr. Craig Walker and Terry Roberts on Cardiovascular Matters.